You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch, Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to another edition of the Streamer Spotlight series. This is episode number 16. This is our very first show on the new Elevate channel. If this is your first show, we're going to start out with some streaming news. We're going to move on to our guest, and then in the end, we will turn over the questions to chat. If you have a question, please remember to tag Elevate underscore content so we can keep track of all of the questions. Don't forget to give us a follow, guys, since we've moved to the new channel. We need to build it up so we can help everybody in the community. Tonight, we're going to be joined by QP Kells. He is a former Twitch streamer, now Mixer streamer. He plays primarily PUBG and other games like Rocket League. Tonight, we're going to learn all about him and how he got started, what streaming advice he has for other streamers, especially new streamers just starting out. And with that, we'll get started and we'll see you in just a moment.
Good evening and welcome, guys. Welcome to the new channel, the new Elevate channel, the new home for Streamer Spotlight. Tonight we are joined by QP Kells. How you doing tonight, QP?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy to be here.
Hey, QP, how's it going?
Not bad.
So just why don't you explain what your channel is and what it means to you and a little bit about who you are and what your streaming schedule is.
All right, well, I have a little community going that I call the Q Lounge, as you can see. I base it off of kind of like a lounge setting where, like, you can go in, you can get a couple of drinks, you can smoke your cigar over by some nice comfy couches.
Nice.
Hang out and have a good time.
Very cool. And your streaming schedule?
I actually am on a new holiday streaming schedule. I will stream about 4 or 5 nights a week now. Mostly taking Saturdays and Wednesdays off, but you might see me a couple of those days as well.
Very cool. And then, so we'll just get started on some streaming news, and then we'll learn a little bit more about you. So if this is your first show, guys, make sure you tag Elevate Content in the chat with your questions for QP, like Zazaboo already told you, and we'll get to those in about the last 15 minutes of the interview. So as we saw in the video at the top of the stream, Fortnite star Ewok is the latest Twitch streamer to sign exclusively with Mixer. The 14-year-old FaZe member announced on Thursday that she will stream all of her upcoming Fortnite play sessions exclusively on the platform starting soon. Without talking about your own choice, why do you think all these other top streamers are moving platform?
It's all about the money, baby. They gotta be getting a sweet offer, dude.
So you think, you know, it's only money-driven, though?
Not only money-driven, because I know Mixer has a little bit of a more lackadaisical terms of service. And when it comes to being a partner on Twitch, it also has less... I don't want to say it's not as hard, but it's not as hard to lose your partnership with Mixer. You don't have to worry about the viewer count anymore. You don't have to worry about stuff like that. You just got to worry about making your content.
So, and as far as losing partnership, is that like bans too as well? Because as far as I was aware...
Well, yeah, that was like the terms of service.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a little bit more free form, if you'd if you'd call it that.
All right. And then do you think Microsoft's going to continue to pay for these streamers to keep coming over? Do you think eventually fans may start boycotting certain platforms because of the war? They'll eventually have to pick a side because all of the streamers they loved was brought over to Mixer and now they're mad at Mixer or, you know, anything like that?
I'll tell you what, I hope not, because we're all a part of the same family here. We're all a part of that content creation family, you know? We don't need to worry about Twitch versus Mixer versus DLive. We're all trying to do the same thing out here, you know? Nope. So I hope that doesn't deter people from watching Twitch anymore or watching Mixer or vice versa.
Very, very true. So Twitch Studios officially launched the beta for Twitch Studios. Twitch Studios meant to allow new streamers to go from knowing nothing at all about streamers to having everything set up in their first stream underway in less than an hour. Have you seen the software at all? And what do you think of Twitch making it so easy for potential streamers to start streaming?
I think it's definitely a move in the right direction. With the people leaving, they got to come up with something to help the smaller guys and help them get bigger, make it easier for them. They can come out and they can make it nice and easy, give them a little OBS system to use, and anybody can stream now on Twitch.
That is true. So I'm pretty sure Elevate Content was able to post the link into that. If anybody is wanting to check out the software, the link to that to download is right there. I know that one of our leadership members, RedFox15, did check it out, and he said it was actually very, very easy to use and that he would rather use that than OBS. So, he's talking about it now in chat, too. He said he went through the setup in 5 minutes, so super easy to
Maybe
use.
Maybe I should switch to that.
that's quick. 5 minutes. It takes me a little longer than that to go live usually.
Right. One second.
So, all right.
There you go.
Brandon Urie is a popular Twitch streamer, but is also known as the frontman of Panic at the Disco. He just finished up a 12-hour stream where he raised $134,000 for his charity foundation, Highest Hopes. He, along with other musicians and celebrities, can be seen across multiple platforms. What's your take on celebrities getting involved in the streaming scene?
Well, I think that it's a good thing because a lot of the celebrities that come in end up doing things like charity streams, and they raise a whole heck of a ton of money. And instead of just like putting out a GoFundMe through themselves, like they can actually go on stream, give people original stuff, and then have them donate to a great charity across the board.
Yeah, Brandon Urie is very active, and his Highest Hopes Foundation is really cool. So he raised a lot of money, but he streams all the time on Twitch. Are you a Panic at the Disco fan? Have you ever seen any of his streams?
I have not watched any of his streams, but I do like their music.
So it's really cool.
He plays back to high school.
He plays a lot of Fortnite, and I'm not a big Fortnite fan. And you know, that's Fort another trash. Topic. We heard about that last week, but he also like during the holidays and stuff, he'll do like acoustic songs, like acoustic requests for his fans and stuff. So yeah, I really would like anybody to go check him out. We'll post the link here in Twitch chat here in a minute. Caffeine is the next live streaming platform to go live. Former Apple CEO is bringing the platform live this week. What's your opinion on all the different platforms available, and does it help or hurt the market to have so many choices?
I am for the free market, my friend. I think there should be millions of streaming platforms for people to go and find everybody. It just produces extra added exposure to people like us that can just go out and find a new platform, and hey, this one might work, this one might not, but it's always good to try it out.
But as far as viewers go, right, so I think a lot of the issue that discoverability issue that both Twitch and Mixer is having is due to the fact that most people on Twitch and Mixer, not saying that there aren't any viewers, but a lot of the people are streamers. And then you're constantly battling each other for those views. So if you have all these other live streaming platforms as well, then these viewers are also being scattered out to those places as well. So now you've got even less viewers in a single place. So any feedback on that? Any opinions?
Well, it'll also be brought up again when I, speak on new streamers. But you can't worry about the viewer count, man. Your supporters will come out no matter what platform you're on. They'll come out and they'll watch you. And it's all about the network. And you got to get out there, show people that they 100%. Want to come and watch your content. And wherever you are, you make that content, they'll come.
Awesome. Awesome.
One thing that excites me about the about there being multiple platforms, I feel like especially the newer platforms are going to try to fix some of the problems that people have with the bigger platforms. And that's going to force the bigger platforms to adopt those fixes or similar fixes in the long run. So I think it's going to help everybody, really.
I agree with that as well.
That's a very good point as well, Zazby. Thanks for bringing that up. Do either one of you guys know of a Twitch streamer called Giant Waffle?
I follow him.
You do follow
him? Yeah, he's a huge variety streamer. Not very good at the games, but he definitely gets a nice viewing. He's got a good community going.
That's amazing. So he's currently attempting to break the record for most hours streamed in a month by hitting 570 hours streamed in a single month. He's currently living on 3.5 hours of sleep each night and streaming games for 19 hours a day. So apparently he trained for about 3 months to get adjusted to this new schedule. He's currently streamed for 192 hours and he has 20 days left. What do you think about going after something like this? And do you think he's going to be successful in breaking the record?
If anybody can do it, it's Giant Waffle. I'll tell you. I watch him. I don't watch him very much anymore, but when I first started streaming and everything, I kind of tried to base a little bit off of him. Because he's not very good at the games, but he's very entertaining, and he definitely brings in a lot of people.
That gives me hope. You can be bad at video games and still make it.
Thank God I don't have that problem.
But he also said he was entertaining, Zaz.
Oh, darn.
Lastly, Xbox Game Pass members can now get a free 3 months of Nitro currently. So I know you're a console streamer, so this, if not sure if you're aware of this or not, but more information will be in the link in the chat. With the 3 free months of Nitro, you actually get 2 server boosts that you can use to boost the server of your choice.
Yeah.
So if you have Xbox and this is the first month you're using Nitro, we would love for you to be able to use this boost on this or that boost on this community. To follow the link for more information on that. It's very cool to see Discord getting Xbox members as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So QP, we want to jump in and ask you some questions about yourself. How long have you been streaming and what kind of got you into streaming and what are your short and long-term goals right now?
Well, officially, I'd say about a year ago I started streaming.
Okay.
I dabbled a few times before that, just streaming from the console. And I'm not trying to knock anybody that streams directly from the console to whatever platform they use, but I wanted to make sure that I went out and I could produce the best content that I could. Right. So I went out and I built a computer, as you can kind of partially see right here. I just jumped right in. It was about, probably 12 months ago exact almost since my first stream.
Great.
Just wanted to produce good content because I was definitely a YouTube watcher. I was a Twitch watcher and I wanted to produce something that somebody else might enjoy.
Great. So what are some of your short and long-term goals right now made your move?
I just want to keep growing, keep meeting everybody. Like, it's not all about my following. Like, I don't consider it that way. I consider meeting people and making friends with everybody and bringing people together. And that's mainly what I like about the streaming thing is meeting people from all across the globe, gaming with them, watching their streams, them watching my streams, having chats, getting to know people. That's what it's all about. It's a big community aspect.
I 100% agree. That's exactly why I started streaming, was because I have no friends. So how did you come up with your name?
Friends.
Yeah, right. So how did you come up with your name?
How did I know that this question was going to come out? Oh, man.
Hopefully because you've watched the show before.
We'll just say that it is an old high school nickname. Okay. We'll leave it at that, okay?
All right.
QP Calves, that's the nickname.
Now, I feel like as an interviewer, I should dig a little deeper there, but I'll let you gloss over it.
Trust me, you don't want to.
So you used to stream on Twitch. Yep. Is that where you started out streaming?
Yes, that is where I started.
Okay, great. So you switched from Twitch and went to Mixer. So what made you choose Mixer over, say, YouTube Gaming, DLive, or Caffeine?
I honestly wish I started with Mixer. That okay. was always where my heart was. I just really like the platform. I like the interaction with the chat, how people can just watch you. They gain sparks. They mm-hmm. send you gifts and stickers and all stuff like that. I feel it's more engaging than many platforms, we'll say.
Okay.
It definitely creates a sense of friendship with your viewer. They keep sending you stickers, you keep saying, hey, look at that. That's a cool sticker. And then, you know what I mean? It's just more interactive.
Very cool. So I have a friend who recently moved to Mixer, and he pointed out to me, at least in his estimation, that there's not really a community of variety streamers like there are on Twitch.
This is true.
Do you see that as true? And how has your content transferred across platforms?
So I was never really much of a variety streamer.
Right.
I know I said that I tried to base a lot off of what Giant Waffle does, but aside from the variety streaming,
okay.
I try and base my personality. Like, I've always been this vivacious, you know, kind of happy-go-lucky kind of guy. And I figured that no matter what I'm playing, people are going to watch anyways. So I usually stick to the same few games. Okay. So switching to Mixer from Twitch wasn't really that bad. I still get similar support from everybody, and I mainly only play a few games. So it definitely didn't hinder me at all, if okay. that's what you're asking.
So you would say then that there's not as much of a variety streamer?
I mean, there's a few, big ones. Yeah. But, I mean, it also goes back to what people are watching at the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be the guy that checks the top viewed game every half hour and switch your game, go ahead, you know? But it doesn't seem like there's much of that on Mixer.
Gotcha. Okay. So I know you said earlier that you don't really pay attention to the numbers. It's more about just interacting and trying to stay engaged. What, especially, I guess, early on, when there appeared to be nobody watching what you were doing, or maybe you weren't getting much feedback, what pushed you to keep moving through and keep pushing through with your content?
To be honest, I have the best supporter in my life sharing a bed with me, and I can't stress that enough, man. She just kept pushing me. She said, who cares about the number? Just keep going. This is what you want to do. This is it. You seem like you're having a good time doing it. Keep doing it. Keep pushing.
That's great.
And I can't thank her enough for that. I thank her every day for it.
So it's funny, the next question I have on my list, how do you find the best way to balance your streaming life versus your IRL life?
What life? It's all a big blur. It's all a big blur, my friend. You just really got to make sure that you have the schedule ironed out, you know?
Yeah.
Nights that she wants to cook dinner and hang out and watch some TV. Hey, there we go. Like that. I'm not streaming that night. She wants to go ahead and hang out with her friends or something. Hey, there we go. Then I'll stream that night. But it's all about finding that happy medium there.
Right.
Where, because I actually have a very big, I'm very partial to this question, because there was a point in my life where I stopped for almost a month, and I wasn't on Discord, I wasn't on social media, I wasn't streaming, I wasn't gaming, because I did not find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was overpowering my side of the balance and not giving my family enough attention, because I also have an 8-year-old stepson. So now that I've come around and I've grown with the streaming thing, you know, I started coaching his soccer on the weekends. You start really finding the time and place for everything.
So you got to integrate it into your life more than just kind of let it take over.
Yep, right? Yep. It's kind of like finding, like I said, the happy medium there.
So do you actually have a set schedule?
Honestly, since the Switch, I kind of do now. When I was on Twitch, I just streamed whenever I could. With life and everything, you never know when you can.
Sure.
But with the Switch to Mixer, I've been trying to stick to a much more of a tighter schedule. But now I'm on the holiday schedule, so I'm always streaming.
All right, so since sticking to that stricter schedule, have you seen? And I mean, it's kind of hard to judge, right? Because you also switch platforms. But do you think you've seen more growth because you're sticking to a schedule? Or because that you're a new face on a new platform?
Well, sticking to the schedule is more key because with me switching platforms, I didn't have that fan base on Mixer. And when I switched over, keeping a similar schedule, people knew when to come over and find me on the new platform. Instead of me just saying, hey guys, look it, I'm live. And then everybody else is doing their lives. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of have somewhat of a schedule so that people, especially when you're switching, know, hey, this guy's on a new platform, but he's probably streaming tonight, so I'm going to go watch him.
And then
what? Go ahead, Ty.
So one last question on that. As far as switching platforms, because I know I've played with the idea in my head. I haven't really talked about it out loud, and I think Zazaboo's kind of in the same shoes. You had a community that you already built up on Twitch, right? So one, how much of that did that, like, you know, make you slow down and really think about switching to Mixer? And two, how much of that community actually followed you over to the new platform?
Well, as you guys both know, I don't want to jump the gun here, but I'm a part of a very good community that I didn't have to worry about making the switch. I knew people were going to come. I support them. They're going to come support me. I know they're coming no matter where I am. And that kind of made it a little easier. For my Twitch people that are only on Twitch and aren't a part of that community, it definitely made me think twice about it. But in the long run, I still wanted to do what makes me happy. Like I said, I don't worry about the numbers. I don't care about that. I just want to come in and have fun and make good content for people to watch. So awesome. It didn't bother me. And actually, on the last part of your question, a lot of them have come over and followed me and supported me on Mixer. The ones that were there and that showed up consistently, they mostly made the switch with me.
Well, that's awesome to hear.
That was going to be my same question, so you beat me to it, Ty.
sorry, Zed.
Hey, no problem. Glad we're on the same wavelength. So, QP, just kind of my last question. What would you recommend to new streamers to kind of set themselves apart from the crowd?
So, first off, I want to stress and stress again the sense of supporting others. Because the more you support others, you go in, you watch their streams when you're, say, grocery shopping. Throw in your headphones, watch the stream, chat it up a little bit. They know that you supported them. They're going to come out and watch for when you're live. So that's definitely huge, is supporting everybody else around you and trying to make a sense of a community with everybody. Networking, huge. Social medias are huge to make friends on.
Yeah.
People like your content. They like the person you are. They're going to come no matter what. And I definitely think that is definitely the most key thing. I also think schedules are good.
Yeah.
Schedules are definitely good. Because like I said, anybody knows where to find you, or I should say when to find you. They just have to know where to find you. And don't worry about the viewer count. I streamed for probably almost 5 months before I became an affiliate on Twitch. And that 5 months was a grind.
Yeah.
And like I said, I had the best supporter around. And she kept telling me, who cares about the number? Just keep doing it. You're having fun. And that's probably the last one, is have fun doing it.
100% got to have fun with what you're playing, what you're
exactly.
doing. Agree with that.
You stated social media was a great place to do networking and stuff. And I know that's probably my weakest area for myself.
I suck at social media.
So I was going to ask for any advice you would give to people as far as networking.
Oh, I suck at social media, dude.
Okay.
I would say for me, it's mostly trying to show the people what kind of content you have, because that's like their first initial reaction to you. So if you have good gameplay, then show some clips. Just put clips out there. And if people like how you play, then they'll come watch you. If you have a great personality, then show a funny moment on your stream and blast it everywhere on social media. You have to show people what you're doing that makes them want to come and watch you.
The, like the sweetest fish thing with Brose Wood the other day. That'd be a good thing to put on Twitter, I guess.
Definitely.
So we're going to move go ahead, Zaz. You can finish.
I was just going to say, guys, don't forget to tag your questions in the chat. Tag the channel if you don't mind, and we will get to them at the end of the show.
Also, once again, we're on a new channel, guys, so make sure that you guys are following. Give us all that love there as well. So your primary console streamer, I know that you stated you built your own computer. You can see it. What are those, the fans lighting up right there?
That's the fans, yeah.
Very nice.
It's facing out that way.
They switch colors as well?
It does not.
No. Solid.
I went with the cheaper, non-switching version.
hey, gotta cut costs where you can. So, yep. I guess you use a capture card, right? To get your Xbox gameplay into your PC. So, which capture card did you go with for console streamers out there looking to go this route?
Well, I looked into a lot of different capture cards, and having a nice PC, I could have built a PC with an internal capture card. But for the sake of the PC and to kind of take some strain off of it, I went with an external capture card, and I got the HD60S from Elgato.
Okay.
And it's great. I mean, I haven't had any problems with it. It's like almost plug and play. Plug it into the right ports and bang, you're streaming.
Yeah, that's what I used to start with. I ended up switching though because I got a 4K monitor, and then I had the Xbox One X, and I couldn't actually game in 4K. So nobody can stream 4K. That's irrelevant. But like, it's like if I'm gaming, I don't want to suffer as well.
yeah.
So I ended up upgrading the capture card.
I take the hit. My PC can run 4K all at once, but the Elgato cannot.
It's funny. I kept switching back and forth. Like, I would stream in 1080, and then I'd go into settings and change it and play offline for a little while and play in 4K. And I was like, okay, let's just spend the money, guys.
I play in 1080, but I don't even stream in 1080.
Oh, yeah?
For the sake of my viewers, because a lot of my viewers are of the mobile essence, so tough to get 1080p on mobile.
Sure.
My PC barely handles Nintendo emulators. So.
You need a new PC, my friend.
You're telling me.
Hit up Newegg. It's that time of year. Actually, this is the time of year I built my PC, and I built it cheap as hell.
Yeah, Black Friday, right?
Dude, yes, not even. It was just the whole month of November.
Yeah.
Newegg does deals all month.
So speaking of 1080, is there transcoding available on Mixer? I know it's only available for select streamers on Twitch. It's like a flip of a coin sometimes. You either get it or you don't. How is that over on Mixer?
Transcoding as in changing
the... Being able to change the source.
Yeah, you can change it right from your OBS.
Well,
it asks you what you want to stream it in.
The viewer side.
Oh, the viewer side. Yes, as long as you have the correct things selected as the streamer, the viewers can select all of it. So if I'm streaming at 720, they don't have the 1080 option. But if right. I was streaming at 1080, they would also have the 720 option.
And that's allowed for everybody on Mixer?
I got accepted into the it's some like brand new, almost like an affiliation system with Twitch, with Mixer, where you can get embers and you get access to your VODs and you get access to higher bit rate and stuff like that. So it could have been added into that, but I wouldn't know because I didn't try without the program I'm in.
Congratulations on getting that. Speaking of bit rate, thank what you. Is the maximum bit rate that you can send over to Mixer?
I am not sure about that because, as I said, I don't stream at the highest I can. My PC can handle very high bitrate, but I have a dynamic bitrate on my OBS where it switches between about 2 and 3,000. And it changes. If I start lagging, it'll go down a little bit. And it doesn't seem to be any hindrance to me. I see in the chat, Panic said 8K max, and guess what? I'm telling you, if he says 8K, I believe him.
8K is nice. That's very awesome.
Yeah.
Because Twitch only has 6, and this is like my bread and butter. This is what I get excited about, all the nerdy things of streaming. So excuse me if we get a little bit too technical.
No idea what you're talking about.
I can follow along and fake like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. So you use OBS then? You don't use Slobs or XSplit?
Nope. Original OBS because I didn't like the customization of Slobs. I like OBS because I can do anything I want on it myself. I don't have to look for a template.
Awesome. Usually people use Slobs because they like the ease of it, but you like setting everything yourself, giving it the whole QP taste, however you want things, right?
You got it, my friend.
That's
customizability, man.
Well, you gotta make Zazaboo over there to switch. So what advice would you have given yourself about streaming prior to starting streaming?
Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't get discouraged. That was a huge thing in the beginning. You play your games. You have a crappy overlay. You don't know how to do anything. But you keep pressing on. You learn things here and there. And you eventually start creating the content you want. And I feel like I'm just finally getting to that level now.
Awesome. And then what's the importance of networking? This is the part you've been waiting for.
Networking. That is A1 steak sauce. You have to network everywhere you go. Twitter.
Can I
Instagram.
Stop you? Can I stop you?
Yeah.
I hate A1 steak sauce. And I knew Justin was going to say something in chat too. Like this has become a thing on my channel, the TIE Fighter X1 channel. Like, don't put steak sauce on steak. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
it's like A2 steak sauce. Brose. Oh god. But yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought with that joke right there. You mean Heinz. Oh, boy. Chad's going off, brother.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, you gotta, like, just produce what you want, you know? Like, you gotta go for the best of everything. And you gotta make sure that you're producing what you want to produce.
And whether then we were talking about the importance of networking as well. So
now, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, there we go. See, I did indeed lose my train of thought. Networking is huge. Like even on Instagram or Twitter, I suck at social media, and I've found followers and people that I watch all the time and people that I game with just from social media. I am also a part of one of the greatest Support Force Discords of all time, called Support Force. Double entendre there. And we've we've brought so many people together, and it's just so amazing to see what people can do when they are given the support that they need. So if you support other people and have them feel more comfortable to make the content that they want, they're going to come out and they're going to do the same to you. And then you won't have to worry about, you know, the number count. Like, oh, my people are still here. It doesn't matter if there's only a few. You know what I mean?
So
having that,
true,
having
true,
that
yeah.
community base and that networking aspect, like you post something on a platform that you found friends on and they're going to be there.
Yeah,
I think we find that in our own community, we can really count on a core group of people to be there to support us. And when, even when things don't necessarily, when you don't have the best stream, they're there to kind of pick you up afterwards too.
Exactly.
And so we already talked about viewers. You know, you said that you don't look at the viewers, right? You turn them off. Is that correct? Or you just don't pay attention?
I don't turn them off. They're there all the time. I have a little thing, a little setting that shows me how many viewers are always watching, but I just play my game like normal. You know, like whether there's 100 viewers or 10 viewers, I'm going to play the same kind of game.
And what if there's zero?
If there's zero, then my girl's there watching, so it doesn't matter.
Nice.
No, but if you don't have any viewers, all right, and you're trying to break that base of finding a few loyal people, I would suggest trying a few different things. Like maybe different timing, you're not streaming at the right time, or maybe different games, you're not streaming the right games that people want to watch at certain times. It's all about finding that, as I keep coming back to, it's finding that happy medium. You got to always find the stuff you like to play at the right times with the right people.
Good advice. Very good advice. So what kind of obstacles have you had to overcome in your streaming career so far?
Well, I had a time in my life where I did not do anything but streaming. I was streaming all night, going to work all day, coming home, streaming all night again. And that balance of life and family and streaming really hit me hard. And I had to, as I said before, come up with a happy medium there to be able to have all aspects of my life come in together instead of pushing one aside for the other and trying to make it big or make my content enjoyable more. I found how to create both into one kind of basket, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you know, they talk about in your career that it's so important for work-life balance in your career.
Exactly.
And then you have people like us who may have a career and then we have this hobby currently that we're also trying to maybe make bigger for some people. You know, maybe some people want to make this a career, but I feel like a lot of people take it serious whether or not you're even have the dreams of you know, streaming for 100 people. So it's even more rough for us because, you know, now we have work-life balance plus stream life work balance because, you know, also yeah. We shouldn't be working on our stream while we're working, right, Zaz?
What? I never do that, ever.
Hey, I'm guilty as well.
Yes.
I get a nice desk job, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's
has
nice.
Its benefits.
It's nice to have a desk job. So let's talk about, you know, tech issues. Talk about some of the issues you've had from a tech standpoint, and how you've overcome them and what you've learned from them on that side. Is that the first computer you've built?
It is. Yep. It's not the first computer I've had. I've had a few computers, but it's the first one that I picked the parts and I built together.
So what was your knowledge going into that?
I'm always like, I'm not an IT guy by any means, but I've been using computers since I was about 3 years old. So I can troubleshoot like the best of them. So that was definitely key. And also the tech issues I had was mostly getting everything into OBS and or Streamlabs or anything.
Okay.
Figuring out how to put my idea into something that can be restreamed to everybody. Cause even from a young age, like I used to make music and, also make like old stupid, there's the other half coming in and saying hi. I used to make like stupid skate videos and stuff like that. So I was always like kind of techie a little bit, but learning something new, like building a PC, you have to learn what every part does. You have to learn if every part can fit together.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, YouTube. I used YouTube all the time.
Sure. I'm an analyst during the day, so like the whole fitting together part, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me as well. So we've got a few more questions before we go into our next segment. So I just want to take a quick second to remind chat, if you have any questions or any comments for UP, make sure to tag Elevate Content in the chat. And we will add them to our list. Also, make sure to click that follow button if you haven't done so yet, because we are still trying to grow this channel, the new home of Streamer Spotlight Series, every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hecklers or trolls are a thing that every streamer has to deal with. How do you handle situations when people come into your room? And also on Mixer, is that more... so a thing or less? Do you see less toxicity over on Mixer?
I've never really seen much toxicity. I've had a few people come in, like I kill them in PUBG or I score 10 goals all of them in Rocket League, and they're like, yo, you're trash, like, why are you streaming, you're trash, you really streaming this content? And I just ignore them, because I mean, my life isn't the easiest, and in high school, I was bullied a lot, and I just learned to kind of turn the other cheek and not worry about what other people saying about you, because you're still going to be the same no matter what. So I don't even acknowledge the trolls, really. Like, when they come in, I'll just kind of ignore their message, really, and continue with what I'm doing. And I have definitely found the Mixer community to be... because not only do I stream on Mixer now, I also watch a lot more on Mixer.
Sure.
Trying to network and stuff. So I've definitely seen a definite like downtick on the number of trolls that are out there. The platform is smaller as Twitch, and with the law of averages, you're going to get less trolls. But I definitely feel that it has been better to their streamers. In the sense of trolling and coming into people's streams just to wreak havoc.
And then lastly, is there anything that you would tell people starting to stream, what advice you would give them that you already haven't gave them already? Maybe they don't have the money to build a new computer. Maybe they are bullied in high school and then they're looking for an outlet, you know, just some kind of motivation for them to start streaming.
Well, coming out of high school, being bullied, you got this kind of bad look on your bad look at yourself, a bad perspective, so to speak. And people keep putting you down, so you don't feel like you're worthy of anything. But you need to keep taking that step forward and not only proving to everybody else, but proving to yourself, ultimately, that you are worth what you're trying to do. That was huge for me, was the self-esteem thing. And then coming on to streaming, like, you think, oh, nobody's going to watch me, or, oh, nobody's going to like what I'm doing. But you just have to kind of put that in the back of your brain and forget about it, almost. You have to make sure that you're happy with yourself, ultimately, which I wasn't for a very long time. A long time in my life, probably the first 15 years of my life, I wasn't happy with how my life was. And then as you get older, you can take control of your life and make it how you want it. So that's a huge, I'm big into spirituality and aligning yourself and stuff like that. So you got to give yourself good energy to be able to attract better energy, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And, I would tell you my confidence from streaming has actually boosted myself and real life as well, just to be
big time.
To surround yourself with these communities like Support Force or like Elevate, it will help you in real life as well too. So if you need Absolutely. A confidence boost, you know, joining these kind of communities will definitely help give that. So
you also have a chance to kind of reinvent yourself too, exactly. because I mean you're talking to strangers, so they don't know who you are.
Yep,
and you have a chance to kind of be your best self.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I constantly think that the people I watch are the people that sometimes that they wish they were in real life as well. You know?
Mm-hmm. The key is there. Taking your streamer right. self or and your then, gamer self and applying it to the real life.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
That's huge.
Yep.
So we're going to move into a new segment that we debuted last week. So we'll do a little bit of word association with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know how this works, I assume. I'm going to say a word, and you just tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
Hold on, let me take another drink for this.
All right.
PG.
Oh, trust me, I'm good.
13. All right, 13. First word, stream.
Community.
Excellent. Content.
Creator.
Dropped frames.
Flag.
Video.
Editor.
Fortnite.
Trash.
let's wait. Let's go into that for a second. This is like the second time you've given your opinion about Fortnite. So let's go ahead and just give it out there. Let's see why you feel the way you
guys want to play a real battle royale. Play some PUBG, all right?
But why do you feel that way about Fortnite? Why is it so bad?
I feel it's a cool aspect and it's got cool art, but the gameplay itself, it's like why do you want to play it? Like, you can only go third person. You can't zoom in and shoot somebody. So it's not essentially a shooting game.
Okay.
It's like an aesthetics game. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be pretty, and that's it. That's what I don't like about it.
Justin just raged out of the chat.
Yes. Justin Enraged is the biggest Fortnite supporter that we have.
Apex is trash, too.
He's definitely gone. moving yeah, on.
I'm more about the gunplay and how I don't care how slow or fast the game is. Like, if you shoot somebody, they have to die. You know? Like,
yeah.
That's my standpoint.
All right. So we'll move on. Mixer.
Yes, sir.
Twitch.
Yes, sir.
Oh no, I'm sorry. That was Mixer. So bad. Oh my god.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
I mean, Mixer, I think a ninja, to be honest, even okay. though he plays Trash Knight.
Twitch
Shroud, even though he switched, but hey.
D-Live.
Die Hard M, my dude, D-Live, Die Hard M.
Nice.
Beans.
Gross. I've always seen gross things from beans.
Editing.
Content.
Emote.
Fun.
Streamlabs.
Gross.
Stream elements.
Confusing.
Yeah. And finally, my favorite.
I don't know.
Drink up, baby.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, stream elements, as you stated, confusing. What do you use for your alerts then?
Streamlabs.
Okay, so you use Streamlabs Cloud for the alerts. And then bring them over into OBS. Gotcha.
Into OBS, correct.
Cool. So we are almost done. We're going to get into chat questions. Make sure if you have chat questions, you tag us. It's your final call. Also, make sure if you have not yet followed the channel, you do so. We are live every Sunday at 9 p.m. with a new streamer spotlight, and we have a lot more content coming to the official Elevate channel. So make sure you click that follow button and get notified when we go live.
I'll tell you what, I really like the switch over to this new channel. It definitely promotes what you guys are trying to do.
I appreciate that a lot, man. So the first question we're skipping because I always like to make the crowd wait for it, and they want something, and we're gonna make them wait a little bit longer, and
gotta put butts in the seat.
Just don't ask the question at all.
So unless I missed it, what kind of game or genre of game do you find yourself to enjoy the most? That comes from Symphonic 313 in Twitch chat.
Well, I play mostly PUBG, which is a battle royale, but I hate battle royale games. I'm a big first person shooter. I really like games that are created well, and the gun mechanics are really well. Sounds are good. I like to shoot people and pew pew die.
So you said you hate battle royale games, but PUBG is like your favorite game, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's because how good the gun mechanics are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the game takes a long time to play. You drop and you die a lot. But if you actually sit there and you try and, like, bring those mechanics to another game, like, that game is just, the mechanics are incredible.
Did you ever play Call of Duty's Battle Royale? What did you think of it?
I did, and I hated it.
Crash.
Trash. No, it wasn't as bad as Fortnite. We'll leave it at that.
So then what are some of your favorite first person shooters? Are you a Call of Duty fan? Are you a Battlefield fan?
I like Call of Duty. I like Call of Duty a lot. The older games more so than the newer ones. I like zombie mode a lot in Call of Duty, and that's why
a lot of fun.
Like I'll buy a Call of Duty just to play the zombie mode and not even touch multiplayer. Sometimes.
Did you play the new Modern Warfare remake that they made?
I played it. I didn't get it, though. I did play it for a night, though. And it was pretty good.
What about Battlefield? How do you feel about Battlefield?
I'm a fan of Battlefield. I like the big aspect of it, how it's a humongous battlefield. Duh. And it's like, you can go in, it's like, what, 32 versus 32 or something like that?
It's what made Call of Duty expand their games.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You bring that many people together, and their gun mechanics are even better than PUBG's. Like, it's like real life.
I like Battlefield 3 and 4, but it's been a while since I've had fun playing a Battlefield game.
Yeah.
1 and 2, I'm not a big history buff. Like, the games are really good.
I am.
But I'm just not a history buff, so.
Same.
I lost my PC wise, do you play any PC games?
A few. I play like Super Animal Royale.
Yes.
Nice.
I play that a little bit. I saw somebody say that in chat earlier, so I wanted to make sure I said that.
So is that better than Fortnite?
Yes.
What about Realm Royale? Have you checked that out?
I have played that a little bit. It's definitely fun. The gun mechanics and the mechanics of the game itself aren't quite up to par, but it's more fun than Fortnite.
I get stuck on doors.
I'm so sorry, Justin. He really hates Fortnite, and I know it's your favorite game, Justin, and I feel bad for you, dude. So Silly Tatsu Bear and Jammin 2580 and Twitch chat wants to know, what doesn't eat mean?
What doesn't eat mean? It doesn't mean spilling your beer. That's not a yeet moment right there. That's like a shoot moment.
Nice. Brose Wood wants to know, what's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Beer.
B-E-E-R-R-U-N.
Yeah, triple R. I really like Coronas. That's what I drink.
Lime or no lime?
But no lime. Straight up, baby. That's not a Corona, by the way.
Zaz, you want to take the next question?
Absolutely. Die Hard M in Twitch chat wants to know, boxers, briefs, or commando?
Commando all day, baby.
We have two questions from Brose. I'm going to ask them both. Brose Wood in Twitch chat. He wants to know the first game you ever finished, and when are you going to play Krunker with at Brose Wood? And I like 10 question marks after that.
Yes.
Well, I'll play Krunker when it gets good. Krunker.
Wait,
Krunker
saying,
is good.
Are you
at what
saying
it is.
Krunker needs to get good or Brose Wood needs to get good?
No. Brose is a god in Krunker.
Yeah.
I'm talking Krunker itself.
Okay.
It's not my kind of game. It's like a 8-bit like web browser game.
Yeah. I've seen gameplay and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess.
I mean, it seems like fun, but I mean, I played it here and there, but it's like all cartoons. That's another thing about Fortnite. Cartoons, man.
Are you not a fan of cartoons at all? You like Family Guy? You like?
Oh, I love cartoons.
South Park?
I hate cartoon video games, though.
Even like
love cartoons.
The South Park games, because the South Park games have been really good.
Hated it. I feel like when a cartoonist makes a video game, the game isn't as good as the cartoon would have been.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
I think the creators of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games of our youth would beg to differ.
Those games were good. I'm not gonna lie. Those games were good. Some cartoon games are good, like the Lego games are great.
Yeah.
It's not quite cartoon, but
man, those games are so hard. I feel like they're aimed towards kids and they're so hard.
And the kids figure them out somehow.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I guess that's like some of the games from our youth. Like I remember playing A Boy and His Blob. And I couldn't do anything. Like, I'm like, okay, here, just eat beans. We're just going to stand here and I'm going to throw you beans. And that must be why I now eat beans on stream, because that's what I did as a child. So I have just become the blob. I used to be the boy.
How bad? I have a question for you. How's that, TIE Fighter? How bad are the bad beans?
I don't fake it. So when you see reactions out of me, those are my own reactions. And, people have gagged listening to me gag, so
yeah,
I've got a weak stomach.
It's bad
too.
It's bad watching him gag on stream, but being in a Discord chat with him where you have better sound, I've almost vomited myself. Like,
I've seen quite a few bad beans on TIE Fighter.
Yeah, I've got bad luck when it comes to that.
He loves them.
Did you
go ahead?
I'm sorry. Did he answer?
I was talking to my fiance. Sorry.
Did you answer the first game that you ever finished?
First game I ever finished, which I have actually revisited, started streaming, and they made the remake, was Spyro.
Nice.
Spyro, nice. Yep. The trilogy.
Yep.
I'm playing through the Crash Bandicoot trilogy right now. It's not going well.
Dude, I can't wait to get that.
It's not going well.
See, originally I started on PlayStation. I didn't have an Xbox until the 360. My cousin had an Xbox with a bunch of... it wasn't the stock Xbox. It had a bunch of games on it. And that was how I started to play Xbox. But I mainly started on PlayStation. Spyro, Crash, all stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's
my favorite original PlayStation game was the Destruction Derby games. I love those.
Oh, dude, how about Twisted Metal, bro?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Twisted Metal. Oh my god. Good, yeah. God, that was my crap.
What's funny is I started on Dreamcast. I mean, I started on Nintendo, right? I had Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, and then I promoted to Dreamcast.
When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Sorry, that was the Mickey Diamonds in me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that okay? All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about Nicky Diamonds. You brought it up. You brought it up.
The people want to know, man.
All right. Well, Nicky Diamonds is a alter ego that I used to have. And I used to, as I said before, I used to make music. And it is hot garbage. But I've made a few songs. I've made countless hours of beats. And named it Nicky Diamonds because it works, you know? And it was just this hard kind of gangsta, like, yo, what you doing? Like, kind of persona that I put on. And it would just be kind of a humor type thing.
But I was going to say, it sounded like a mob enforcer of some kind.
Yeah, kind of something like that.
Aren't you from, like, the mean streets of, around Boston?
Bean Town, baby. You know it.
So there's a lot of mobsters in Massachusetts.
No. Not where I've lived, but I'm sure there are.
Diehard_M in Twitch chat said cactus.
Cactus. He wasn't the only one. Spectre Speed, my friend, always says cactus. And I saw that as well.
And we had one last question. Rabble Rods from Twitch chat wants to know, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck threw like a girl?
Threw like a girl? Jeez. As much as it wanted to, I guess?
Exactly.
Hey, anything with a female, I completely go into a turtle. I can't say anything wrong about females, all right?
Turtle. Did you say
they're
turtles?
They're great. Yeah, hence the
turtles
rabble.
So where can we find some of your music at?
Oh, you can't. I mean, you can, but I'm not gonna tell you.
Can we YouTube Nicky Diamond while we're here?
Probably.
No, you can
it's MySpace, isn't it?
You can Spotify Nicky Diamonds if you really really want to find it.
All right.
Oh man,
there you go. I chat, you can find it, but some Nicky Diamond on
SoundCloud.
Spotify and SoundCloud, apparently.
Not Spotify, I'm sorry, I meant SoundCloud. That's hilarious though.
Don't go find MySpace.
It, trust me. I did have a MySpace and I can discontinue that thing because it was nothing but bad news.
TIE Fighter and I are bringing
active.
It back.
Yeah, we're mine's Please still don't. Active and they went strictly music for a while. You guys know that?
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, MySpace was music for like 4 or 5 years.
So it used to be you created your profile and then you just made people listen to whatever god awful song you wanted them to listen to, and then it switched to nothing but god awful songs. So there's that.
That actually was a huge part of what I can do today with my stream, is because I used to go in and do the overlays and everything for Mixer. I mean for Mixer, I'm sorry. For MySpace. And you have to go in, you have to change the little code, you change the colors, you change stuff like that, and that honestly helped me with my stream today.
Throw it in there, Rabble.
Yeah, throw it in there. We'll allow it.
No, please don't. Oh, God.
There it is.
There it
oh,
is.
My God.
There it is. All right.
I mean, hey, some of them are good.
So you're going to be playing PUBG tonight? Is that what you're going to be playing when you can go live?
Mine as well. Yep.
Okay. So, once again, he is a Mixer streamer. We're not going to be able to raid him, unfortunately. However, we will post his link in the chat once he goes live. And everybody will jump over. Any closing thoughts from you, man?
I just want to thank TIE Fighter and Zazabu for welcoming me onto the show. I think you guys do a really good job over here. I've watched quite a few of these interviews, and it's definitely, I definitely enjoy them.
We greatly appreciate that.
Glad to hear that. Yeah.
You guys are, like I said, I've seen a few, and you guys keep progressing every week. You do new things every week. You do just keep pushing, my friends. It's definitely a good thing to do.
Speaking of new things every week, here in about a month, we'll have our last episode for season one, and then we'll take a small break, so don't be surprised when that happens.
But more to come.
Yes, we're definitely going to do a season two. It's a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work, so we just need to recharge the batteries and think of ways we can make the show even better for season two.
Definitely.
And lots of new content coming to the channel as well.
Yeah, click that follow button. If you haven't clicked the follow button yet, click the follow button. Get notified when we go live, guys.
Yo, guys, make sure you click that because they're great.
And then anything else? Where can people find you on various social media platforms?
I've actually recently switched everything to QP Kells. The only thing that's different is my Twitter, which is QPKells_mixer. I try and keep everything the same so it's easier for everybody to find me. So just search QP Kells anywhere and you'll find me.
Awesome.
And then any closing thoughts from you, dude?
Keep being great to all the streamers out there. Just keep producing your content. Doesn't matter what the viewers are. Doesn't matter what the subscribers are. It doesn't matter how many people are watching you. Just go out there and make sure that you keep on being yourself. And eventually the people that want to watch somebody like you will find you.
Not you, Zesma. He's not talking to you.
Oh. Oh, I got excited for a minute. I was like, man, people might watch me. Yeah.
We appreciate you being on the show so much, man.
Pleasure's all mine.
Me and Zaz will be over there, and hopefully the rest of the community follows us, and I hope you have a great stream tonight.
Well, thank you very much, dude.
Thank you.
Great time talking to you, Matt.
Definitely.
And you can end the call as soon as you're ready.
Well, we're done. Did you change things on the stream there? Still chilling. Still chilling, peeps.
Yeah, I can't kick. Oh my goodness!
Whoa!
Well, this is awkward. Hold on 1 second. Oh.
There's nothing awkward about a billboard with my face on it.
Oh my goodness. So what'd you think, man?
Man, what a great conversation. What a great dude.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorites, and I'm glad he's seeing some success over there and on Mixer. And then next week's going to be a lot of fun, too. We have another support force member next week. You know who this one is?
Is it Brose?
It is Brose Wood.
Excellent.
No way, Brose.
No way, Brose. You better have Swedish fish, Brose.
Yes,
that's all I'm saying.
I want to see all of the Swedish fist. Oh, I said Swedish fist. He's already he's already live, too. Look at that, man. He's very quick on the trigger. Hopefully his gameplay matches that tonight. What else, dude? What's your favorite
man,
part?
I'm very excited
stream?
That we very excited that we got to get our first one out of the way here. I think this was a really good one to start with.
Yeah, and let's recap that, by the way. We had a lot of follows today. So QP Kells, The Rippers, Brose Wood, Zyroth, Bermibe, Jazz, OE Joe, the JJ, Taurus the Tank, Diehard _ M, Madly Invincible, Rabble Rods, Miss Rabble, 1212, Zazaboo, Heathen Hamster, Panic Code, and Spectre Speed. Thank you all so much for the follow. Oh, and there's another one. You want to read that one off?
I missed it.
Oh. AGX the Truth and Justin Raged V2. I was follower number 3, I believe. Yeah, you were last week. Oh, Justin and Rage unfollowed and then followed back. That guy.
I did the same thing. It's kind of my thing.
And then where can people find us, man?
Man, you can find us over on the Elevate Discord. We're hanging out there all the time. We'd love to have you over there. It's broken. That's also indicative of any stream I'm on, is that it will be broken. But great Discord full of great people. We love coming out and supporting each other, not just in our content and in our streams, but in real life. And it's a great place to be. It's family. Hashtag stream fam. You can also catch TIE Fighter over on twitch.tv/TIE Fighter X1. And you can catch me on Zazaboo.tv.
Very, very true. Oh, wait. Now he's offline?
Zaza who?
Zaza who? There's also lots of previous episodes if you haven't, if you missed them, there's places to find that. You can watch them on YouTube, listen to them on podcast version, Spotify, Google, Apple, all available, all usually the next evening about this time on, oh, actually, I can go early tonight. I can post tonight. I don't have that 24-hour window tonight, guys. So... tonight's episode will be published in a few hours.
So, and guys, don't forget to, when you jump over and check those out, hit the subscribe buttons on those. That'll help us out big time. And give the show a like or a good rating.
And also, if there's anybody that you guys want to see on the show, let us know. As well as, oh, that's loud. As well as any advice or suggestions you have for us, let us know those as well. We would love to hear them. I'm running out of things to say. There's the Mixer link for QP Kells.
Yeah, go over there, and if you haven't already, make an account.
You never run out of things to say, so you keep talking.
I never run out of things to say. Well, I mean... now that you put me on the spot, I don't necessarily have anything to say.
So unfortunately, there's not a way to use your Twitch login, but you can use your Discord login when you go over there, guys. So that you don't have to create another account. You can log in straight from Discord, which I believe most of everybody here has one. And if you don't, you can use your Twitter account. If you don't have a Twitter account, you can use your Microsoft account. If you don't have a Microsoft account, then sign up for a Microsoft account. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Just enter your name.
All free.
Your address. Your credit card. Enter it all into an email with TIEFighterX1@gmail.com as the 2 and subject as in creating an account. And we'll take care of that for you.
Don't forget, guys, if you do have that Xbox Game Pass, don't forget that you can use your Game Pass to boost the Discord server twice, actually, for 3 months for free.
Yes. And once we hit 15, which we're about halfway there, once we hit 15 boosts, it allows everybody in the Discord to do a numerous amount of things, including upload files of max 50 megabytes, which is pretty huge for uploading files to people. So that's really cool.
Does it give everybody the ability to use emotes universally?
Yes.
I know when you do the boost yourself, you get that ability.
And then it also unlocks more emotes for the server as well. So which, speaking of more emotes, if you have any emotes that you want to send us to be part of the server, send them over to us. We will add them because we have currently like 100-150 emotes that we can use, and we are nowhere close. Send us your emotes. We will get them added. And apparently, emotes, like if you ever met the person in real life, I learned this over the weekend, if you ever met the person that is an emote... they're actually called emoties.
Emoties?
So the person of the emotes.
Oh, is an okay. Emotie. Like the. Okay. Wow.
Oh,
so you're an emotie.
Well, I mean, I'm not an actual emoji though, because I'm not like global, right? It's more of a global emoji.
Right. Okay.
But you know what face, so, right?
Yeah.
What face right there? You know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
That is Golden Boy from AEW.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. The more you know.
It was funny, Eric, you mentioned that to me. I saw Kenny Omega's
his tweet.
Retweeted him because he won an award at the whatever the competitive gaming awards that they had.
He did. Stream's still starting soon. So we're just kind of hanging out, guys. Zazbe, when's the next time you're streaming?
So I'll be back on Tuesday, probably about 7:15 Eastern PM, of course, as long as something doesn't happen and I get yanked out of town at the last minute.
And
I will be there.
You also have some maybe potential content coming to this channel as well as a collaboration with somebody. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we can talk about it. I'm Symphonic. You don't care if I talk about what we've talked about a little bit, I hope. So Symphonic and I are talking about anyway. Hey, we got to fill airtime, so sorry, bud. We're talking about doing a co-stream, doing some Legends of Zelda, maybe sure, maybe doing some speed running together, maybe because he's a lot better than me, helping me and giving me some, kind of being my speed run coach. He can be the Mick to my Rocky and train me up. Yeah, him carrying. Yeah, that makes sense.
dragging him. So is this going to be both of you guys doing the same speed run at the same time?
We haven't worked out a lot of the details. I can see that being part of it. You know, where we would kind of go side by side and maybe he could show me some of the best routes and practices and I could try to recreate it on my side.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. So we're looking at doing some different things like that. And I would assume put that on this channel as kind of a, doing the same seed would be the best. Absolutely. You know, we would bring that here as kind of a community event. We would hope that you would all come out and watch the hilarity as I struggle as usual.
And you know, don't forget to share this channel with your friends, guys. I think that this community, we can actually hit affiliate within 30 days. And that is my goal. I want us to hit affiliate within 30 days. So that means we need 50 followers. And then we've got to just get content on the channel after that, guys. You guys keep showing up like you did tonight, and that won't be a problem. So, he's live. I posted the link, and I'll post it one more time. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Does anybody have any closing words?
I would just like to say that I bid you all adieu. I love you. We love you. Thanks for coming out. Goodbye. Mwah! And good night. Bang.